Sana furaine,
Mulumba furaine,
Nangaine, Bameleba,
Videkudikodi, 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 Videkudikodi,
We had a wonderful time in the Lord last evening here.
And
I want to say I really appreciate your pastor here, Brother Ina. He's a real man of God. Faithful in the things of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And he's doing a great work in the whole entire area.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to bar him for next week. He's going with us over into Zimbabwe.
Amen.
We'll be ministering for God.
Amen.
He'll be taking his first airplane flight.
Amen.
So he's looking forward for that. Amen. And we're looking forward too. So it's been a good stay here in Malawi. And the meeting's in Mozambique. And also the meeting in Kenya. And we'll be going to Zambia after we finish up with Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
And we'll let the Lord lead us from there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, let's turn today into the first chapter of the book of Revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's turn. I want to take a little thought today. It happened to John on the Isle of Patmos.
Zinachitika kwa Yohani kwa chisumbu cha Patmo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this another privilege to come to you. To worship you in spirit and in truth. To offer up praise unto thee. And to thank you for this wonderful group of people. That's sitting here this morning. Lord, I pray that you will feed us all. And As your word says, open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. I pray, Lord, that you'll anoint us to minister the word. And anoint the people to receive. We ask these favors in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 All right. Amen. All right, would you like to stand for the reading of the word? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we'll be reading a few scriptures today to begin with. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 and
10.
Says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom of patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos.
Verse 9. Ine Yohani mbarewanu diwoyanjana nanu chisauto ndukumu ndichipiriro zokala mwa Yesu ndinakhala pachisumbu chotchedwa Patimo.
Was in the Isle of Patmos, that's called Patmos, for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
And in Ali pa chisungu chapati moja fuka jamau amurungu ndumbo ni wa Yesu.
John says,
Yohani akuti,
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated if you like. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we're reading about John here. He was an age-old apostle at this time. It said he was about 96 years old. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So he was up near 100.
Up near 100.
Amen.
Amen.
But he was still able to do as God ordained him to do. And when we begin to look at this Apostle John, he was one that walked with Jesus Christ in his earthly journey. And he was one that the Lord Jesus referred to as the apostle that the Lord
loved.
Although Jesus loved all of his disciples and apostles, there was something special about John that attracted him. So he was known as that apostle the Lord loved.
It.
And when we look at John the Revelator, we begin looking at his life and walk with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He was one that knew Jesus personally in the flesh.
Amen.
He was also one that knew Peter, the apostle to the Jews. He was out on the day of Pentecost and heard Peter speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then after God struck Paul down, the apostle to the Gentiles,
yes.
John traveled some with the apostle Paul.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So he had a good knowledge of what God has done.
Nde anali ngacho chidziwitso cha chimene Mulungu akuchita.
He knew Jesus Christ in the flesh.
Amamudziwa ambuye Yesu Kristu muthupi.
Walked with him for 3.5 years.
Anayenda naye zaka 3 ndi theka.
And he knew Peter very well.
Komaso anamudziwa Petro kwambiri.
As he traveled with Peter for those 3.5 years.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But that was a prophecy concerning John. As John was following Jesus, and Jesus began to instruct the other apostles, it was asked Jesus, what shall this disciple
do?
And Jesus says, what if it's my will for him to stay till I come? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says Jesus didn't say he would be alive when he
comes.
But there was a saying went forward, that John would not see death until he saw the coming of the Lord. Well, he did see the coming of the Lord, but in a spiritual form. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, as we look at him, he knew about the Gentiles. He traveled with Paul. He was well acquainted with the fact that God struck Paul down on the way to Damascus. He was well acquainted with the fact that Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So of the leading ministries of that day, which were Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he was well acquainted with the apostle to the Jews, which was Peter.
Hallelujah.
And he was well acquainted with the apostle Paul, who was the apostle to the Gentiles. He was acquainted with the fact that Paul was ordained to call out a people of the Gentiles,
yeah,
and that Paul was set for a light to the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So of the three major ministries of that time period, John has associated with all three ministries.
Yohani amadziwa mautumika tatu onseo.
Amen.
Amen.
So he had a good understanding of what God had done.
Nde Yohani amadziwa chimene Mulungu akuchita.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Having this background,
sopano ndi mbili imeneyi,
the Lord let him be put on the Isle of a Patmos.
Mulungu anamulola iye kuti akakhale pa chisumbu cha Patmos.
And certain things begin to happen to John that would reveal to us God's plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So John passed away being probably above 100 years old. But God used him to set a pattern.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So as we begin to look at this and apply it to the word for our day, God let John see all the way to where we're living at today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 As we read in the book of Revelation, John began to say, I saw this and I saw that.
Yohani akuyamba kunena kuti ndinaona ichi ndipo ndinaona ichi.
He saw certain things happen.
Iye anaona zinthu zina zikuchitika.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He saw the seven church ages.
Iye anaona mibado isanu ndi iwili ya mpingo.
Paul did not.
Paulo sanaone.
Peter did not.
Pedro sanaone.
And Jesus only spoke out in a parable of Matthew 13.
Ndipo Yesu Kristo anangozea mvula mafanizo ku Matthew chapter 13.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we see John was well equipped to be a man on the Isle of Patmos to explain things.
Kotelo kuti tikuona kuti Yohani anali munthu amene anali nazo zida zonse zokwanira kufotokoza zimene zidzachitika.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Kotokuti mautenga anayi, Mateyu, Yohani, Luka, ndi Marko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John is the one that spoke more about the Spirit of God being in us.
Yohani ndi amene analankhula kwambiri za mzimu wa Mulungu kukhala mwa ife.
John spoke more about the Son of God.
Yohani analankhula za mwana wa Mulungu.
John spoke more about the Holy Ghost in us. Hallelujah. Saying he's the tree and you're the branches. He brought a personal relationship of Jesus Christ to the people. Rather than dealing with many of the deep prophecies that was happening.
Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
He dealt with the personality of Christ. He dealt with the personal relationship that we have with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And of the four gospel writers, you'll find a more personalized Christ in reading John. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God led him all the way. God preserved him to go on the Isle of Patmos. Because he wanted him to set a type here at the end time.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now, as we bring it up to our day,
Amen.
The Son of Man has been revealed again in our day.
Amwana wa munthu waululidwa munthawi yathu ya lero.
Just as in the days of John.
Monga mene zinalili masiku a Yohani.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John walked with Jesus, the Son of Man.
Yohani anaenda ndi Yesu mwana wa munthu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Luke 17 and 30 says the Son of Man would be revealed again this last day.
Oma Luke 17 akunena kuti mwana wa munthu adzaululidwa masiku otsiriza.
He began to tell us certain things that would take place in the end time and world condition.
Iye akuyamba kutiwuza zinthu zina zimene zidzachitike masiku otsiriza.
In the book of Luke it says the world will be like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mbuku la Luka kunena kuti dziko lidzakhala Sodoma ndi Gomora.
It be like was in the days of Noah.
Zakhala monga mmene zinalili masiku a Noah.
We're living there now.
Tikukhala nthawi imeneyo lero.
He said, thus will it be when the Son of Man is revealed. So we've saw the Son of Man revealed again in this hour.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. There's been a man among us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was the seventh church age messenger with the spirit of Elijah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he revealed the Son of Man once again to the people. The Son of Man has been revealed to the Gentiles as he was to the Jews.
As
God sent a man among us who could call you out and tell you where you were from, that could predict things would come to pass 100%. Hallelujah. And could tell you many things about your life. Just like the Son of Man did when he was here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At one of the tapes, Brother Brown preached.
Brother Brown,
A young man came up for prayer. And Brother Brown spoke to him and said, you don't need a healing. What you need is your relationship renewed with the Lord. He said, you've sinned.
Amen.
He said, but the Lord God forgive you of your sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, thy sins be forgiven me. And then he asked the question. He said, you might say, how could you forgive sin? He said, that's just like it is when someone come up to be healed. It's the Lord speaking through me.
Amen.
The Lord told me, amen.
Amen.
Thy sins be forgiven me. The young man went away rejoicing.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's on the tape of perseverance.
Perseverance.
The point is, the Son of Man was revealed in this day. And we're living in the days like it was in Sodom and
Noah.
All those conditions exist in the world today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Showing we've come to the end time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Immediately after the crucifixion and resurrection and ascension of Christ,
and how you may know Jesus Christ was now going to go from Kuvila Kumamba.
There was an apostle to the Jews that stood up on the day of
Pentecost.
Hallelujah. His name was Peter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the word of God says in Galatians chapter 2, that Peter had the gospel for the circumcision, which were the Jews. And it says, but Paul had the gospel to the uncircumcised, which were the
Gentiles.
And it was said to Paul and Barnabas,
and Barnaba,
you go to the heathen, the Gentiles. And Peter and the others would go to the Jews. There, once again, we see three major ministries in the early church.
So atatu akulu.
First was Jesus Christ revealing the Son of Man. Because he was the Son of Man.
Amen.
Not only was he Son of Man, he was Son of God. He's our Savior. Then following closely behind Christ, that was Peter. And he was the apostle to the Jews. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Then following after Peter, here come Paul. Now Paul's ministry was to do something entirely different. He was not one of the 12. He said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was singular. I am the apostle. And as we read yesterday in your hearing, God raised up Paul to be a light to the Gentiles. To delivering them from the power of Satan. and the shining the light of God in the pathway.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As he called out of the Gentiles a people for his name's
sake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul called out the people for the name's sake of Jesus Christ. But it says he called out of the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So therefore we see that the Jews were the brethren of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were never referred to as the bride. When we're speaking of the bride, he said he would call out the Gentiles. The people for his name.
Right?
Hallelujah. Amen. The Jews were to live and be in and around Jerusalem in the millennium.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When they asked Jesus, what shall we do? What shall we have? Matthew's the 19th chapter.
Matthew chapter 19.
Jesus said, you'll sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes, Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.